Content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you our Tar Heel Talk magazine for 2019, and that's brought to us from the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, courtesy of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources from the State Library of North Carolina. We'll begin today with Meet the Staff. We sat down to interview our newest NCLBPH staff member, Demetrius McCallop-Spots. Below is our question and answer session. What is your job title and what do you do? I am the receptionist. My job duties include handling all the receptionist duties, including answering the phone, checking in and sorting the mail, doing the monthly calendar, taking care of supply orders for the library, and all of the other administrative liaison duties. Where did you work before you came here, and what did you do there? I worked for Broward County at the African American Library and Cultural Center, which is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What are your hobbies? I like to bake cheesecakes. I have a killer Oreo cheesecake. I like to read, and I like to work in my yard. Why did you want to work at the library? I like working with the public. By working in the library, I get to meet a lot of people. You get to talk about books, if it's a great storyline, if the author brings you into the story, etc. What is your favorite book and why? That is a hard answer. I like Stephen King's The Stand, but I also like Terry Brooks's Shannara books. What are your favorite types of books? I like horror, sci-fi, mystery, and urban, sometimes. What movie would you take to a desert island? I would take Deadpool or Avengers Infinity War. What song would you sing if you were on American Idol? First, you don't want me to sing. I sound like an alien creature in a mixer. But I like classic R&B, so it would be any Michael Jackson song. Next, we have our Friends Corner, and this is Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Hello to all of my friends. As many of you know, the Friends organization recently held elections for board members, and I'm pleased to announce that we have three new members who started serving on our board July 1st, 2018. Below is a brief bio for each one of them. Max Bumgardner lives in Canton, North Carolina. He has been a member of many committees and has held a number of offices in the Lions organization. He is a past district governor for his area. He has also been involved with a variety of community organizations such as the County School Board, County and State DSS Board, JCs, and United Way. Dawson Hart lives in Granite Falls, North Carolina. He has held positions on a number of boards related to blindness, including Lions, the North Carolina National Federation of the Blind, and Industries for the Blind Solutions. He is also patron of library services. Marsha Williams lives in Moorhead City, North Carolina. Marsha has worked as a graphic artist and commercial fisherman. Since losing her vision in 2010, she has become a leader in her local VI support group. She provides technology assistance to other visually impaired individuals and shares information about LBPH, aids and appliances, and other resources. We are very pleased to have these new board members join us, and we look forward to working with them and having them share the outstanding mission of the Friends organization. I am also pleased to announce the following board members who have been elected to serve either their second term or serving in their new office: Sharon Benton, Vice President, Debbie Meadows, Secretary, and members at large Miriam Dixon, Susan King, and Jill McMillan. Welcome to all the board members, and I look forward to a terrific upcoming year. By the time you read this, we will have missed the actual Friendship Day, which is the first Sunday in August. However, I mention this to say, Happy Friendship Day to you. The Friends Board really thanks each of you for being a member and for your financial support of this organization. You are a valued friend, and we hope you will continue to renew your membership each year. Attached is the application to become a friend, so you may be able to share this with someone you know and ask them to join our organization. You also can share our website, www.friendsnclbph.org, and that was www.friendsnclbph.org. nclbph.org. You can share that with your friends so they can check out our mission to support and enhance the services and programs of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The Friends Board wishes you a wonderful fall, and please contact us if you have any questions about the Friends or if you would like to donate to our organization. And that from Eddie Weaver, President. And just to read the Board of Directors quickly, President Eddie Weaver, Vice President Sharon Benton, Secretary Class B, Debbie Meadows, Treasurer Class A, Mary Flanagan, Past President Sandy DeLuca, Members at Large, Donnie Best, Karen Broderick, Max Bumgardner, Angelo Sonesso, Joanne Wood, Miriam Dixon, Dawson Hart, Susan King, Jill McMillan, and Marsha Williams. And then non-voting member, Carl Keene. And here's our summer reading winners. Congratulations to Matthew Bazemore, our Youth Summer Reading Program winner. We were able to contact the winner of the Youth Summer Reading Program, Matthew Bazemore, and ask him about his experience in this year's program. How did you hear about our summer reading program? We asked. He answered, a teacher of mine asked me about the summer reading, and I immediately was interested because programs like this are great to be a part of. Was this your first time participating in our summer reading program? Yes, it was my very first time and definitely not my last. It was so fun and a great experience. What was your favorite book you read? My favorite book I read is called Crossfire, which is part of the Alex Cross book series by James Patterson. I loved every book in that series. Do you have a favorite genre? If so, what is it and why? My favorite genre is definitely crime and detective. It gives you a good understanding of the procedures of detectives and the sick minds of criminals. Were you able to read all the books that you wanted this summer? Yes, I finished all 25 books of the Alex Cross series, also a few extras. How did you make the time to read this summer? Most of the reading I did was at night when getting relaxed and when I was traveling. Those are the best times to read for me. How did you learn about our library? After losing my vision, I still had the desire to read. So I searched libraries that can provide Braille and audio and saw the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Thankfully, I called them up and they worked very well with me. I felt appreciated. Other than reading, how did you spend your summer? Other than reading, I went to different camps, working, and spending time with friends. How do you like your prize? The prize was perfect. I spent the $50 on things I both needed and wanted. You can't go wrong with that. Why is reading special to you? Reading teaches us so much, more than we realize. Learning new words and learning how to say those words correctly. The more I read, the more I find myself using vocabulary I've never used before. Will you participate next summer? You might as well sign me up for next year. It was too much fun not to do it next summer. And our top summer readers, adults top 30 or top 3, Bard, Karen Reynolds, 230 books, Kimberly Morton, 163 books, Valerie Rios, 145 books. Adults top 3 by mail, Catherine Cook, 128 books, Diane Witt, 124 books, and Penny Wesolowski, 123 books. Our youth top 3 Bard, Matthew Bazemore, 65 books, Skylar Jarvis, 39 books, and Layla Hildenbrand, 36 books. And finally, our youth top 3 by mail, Orlando Hearn, 47 books, Jordan Kelly, 34 books, and finally, Jacob Ross with 25 books. And this is exciting. The NCLBPH celebrates 60 years. Sir Walter Raleigh would be so proud. For 60 years, the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has served its patrons by providing accessible books to those who need them. This year, we are celebrating our 60th year of service to print-impaired North Carolinians across the state. From an idea hatched in a club bearing Raleigh's name, the North Carolina Regional Library for the Blind, as the library was called then, was founded in September of 1958. The library was founded by volunteers from Sir Walter Lyons Club of Raleigh, and with the help of the Raleigh Host Lyons Club and the North Carolina Lyons Association for the Blind. In 1959, the State Library of North Carolina agreed to operate the library. After several moves, the library ended up in its present location at 1841 Capitol Boulevard. The library started with 881 patrons in 1959 and has over 12,000 in 2018. In 1959, audiobooks were recorded on 33 1/3 RPM records. Braille books were originally only circulated from Washington, D.C. Today, audiobooks are played on a digital book player that has features such as a bookmark button and the ability to skip from chapter to chapter. Book player technology has really advanced over the decades. Braille books are now available directly from the North Carolina Library facility. In 1966, the U.S. Congress amended the Pratt-Smoot Act of 1931 to add persons with physical handicaps to those eligible for services. At that time, the library's name was changed to the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, also known as NCLBPH, and still goes by that name today. With the addition of a new category of eligible people, the library's patron base expanded to 4,839 in 1970. The Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped was formed in 1989. The Friends are a nonprofit group that helps supplement core library services. They provide the library with funding for our large print collection and patron programs, among other things. In 1993, the Friends began funding our descriptive video services. Descriptive video has a narrator that describes what characters are doing when there is no dialogue. The NCLBPH held its 60th anniversary open house on November 8, 2018. We had reader advisor Clay Griffith, a library employee, read his published trilogy of books, Vampire Empire. Phil Walters, a library patron, regaled us with his music, and saxophonist Ed Lyons also played for our guests. Per Governor Roy Cooper, September 13, 2018, was declared North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Day in the state of North Carolina. Across the decades, the NCLBPH has faithfully served eligible North Carolinians. From a circulation of 20,832 books in 1960 to 544,032 books in 2017-18, the library has grown tremendously. We look forward to another 60 years of service to North Carolinians who are print impaired. A Street Cat Named Bob and How He Saved My Life, a book review by Karen Broderick. Much has been written about the relationship between humans and animals. Therapy dogs go to nursing homes, and dogs help people who are blind or have other disabilities. Dogs sniff out drugs and help find lost people for law enforcement. They ease life for returning veterans suffering PTSD. Some research has even shown that petting an animal can lower blood pressure. But what can a cat do? It seemed that the cat Bob's fur wasn't quite right the night James Bowen found him on the doorstep of one of the apartments in his building. But then James wasn't quite right either. He was living in supported housing and visiting the pharmacist each day for his fix of methadone. He worked as a musician in the streets of London, living on money people threw into his guitar case. But Bob changed all of that in ways that James never could have imagined. One day, James came home to find a cat lurking in the hallway. It had an infected leg. It didn't seem to belong to any of his neighbors, so James took him to the vet. He tried to find the owner, but had no luck. Eventually, he released the cat back on the streets, hoping he would find his way home. But the cat never left. He began following James around, even on the bus. James named him Bob and took Bob to his work of playing music on the streets of London. Bob and James became so popular that tourists began to stop in just to see them. An interesting part of this book was the way in which the British treat those with addiction. James had free access to the methadone and other medicines he needed to try and kick his heroin habit, as well as counselors who advised him and kept up with him. He also had specific places where he could play his music and sell his magazines. Although some of these services may be available in the U.S., it just seemed to be a more humane way of providing for those who live marginal lives. And this book is available at the library in both Braille under number BR020196 and digital DB077202. It also can be downloaded from Bard. Visit Bob and James at their YouTube channel, Street Cat Bob, or on Facebook and Twitter. Choice Magazine Listing. Choice Magazine Listing, or CML, is a free audio magazine for adults with impaired vision or other disability. 4 times a year, listeners can download or receive by mail 12 hours of great stories and articles chosen from 100 of the finest magazines absolutely free of charge. All CML selections are wonderfully read by some of America's top audiobook narrators. CML subscribers include those with conditions such as low vision, macular degeneration, blindness, MS, diabetes, cerebral palsy, ALS, dyslexia, and Parkinson's. If someone you know would enjoy this free service, please call 1-888-724-6423. And again, that was 1-888-724-6423, or visit www.choicemagazinelistening.org, www.choicemagazinelistening.org. For library patrons, our closing dates will be those are all 2018 dates. So tips for better service for patrons. Please be sure to return cartridges in the container that matches the book or magazine. If you receive large print or audio magazines, please return them to the library when you are finished reading them. If there is a problem with a cartridge or the cartridge is missing, please put a note in the case or a rubber band around the damaged cartridge. Please do not write on the cartridge case or any labels on these items. If you often replace your smartphone, there is a maximum number of devices you can have registered with Bard. Please notify us when you get a new phone so we can delete the old one from your account. And Tar Heel Talk now has digital and paper editions. Also, there are now 4 newsletters released each year. If you would like to receive the new digital newsletter, please send your email address and mail it to the NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27635. And again, that was 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina 27635. Or you can email it to us at nclbph@ncdcr.gov. And again, that was nclbph@ncdcr.gov. In addition, you can contact us at 919-733-4376, fax 919-733-6910, TDD 919-733-1462, or toll free 1-888-388-2460. And one last time, our email address is nclbph@ncdcr.gov. And this concludes today's episode of Tar Heel Talk. Be sure to tune in next time. We sure hope you enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. And again, 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.